This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't remember. Okay, we need to talk about brutal breakups. I don't remember what we were talking about off air that got me thinking about this and the need to talk about it. Were we talking about technology? You just said, maybe I'm outing you and you don't want to out this person, but like you said, oh my God, it was, never mind. Somebody know.
Yeah, it's fine. She's fine.
Somebody you know.
I'll take the hit. It's fine.
Well, it could be anybody in TX life.
That narrows it
down. He's got sisters. He's got a mother.
True.
He's got neighbors. A wife. Yeah. I mean, sure. I didn't even think about her. Yeah. There's lots of different women that TX has. It could be you, Aaron. But she received a phone call from her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. At the time, yeah.
And
well, yeah, so the boyfriend had gone off to college. She was still in high school. And it's my wife. It's fine.
It just feels really weird.
It's my wife.
It's my wife. She's a good lady.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But like, I just feel weird. It's not my story to tell.
Okay. Yeah. So she was dating a guy in high school a long time ago. He went off to college. She was still in high school. And he called her one time. So she answered, hello. And he had butt dialed her. And it turns out that he was in a room with, it sounded like, some other girls that were in the room. And she was kind of like, Hello, saying his name, like, what are you there? What's going on? And then she just kind of stopped and listened. She's like, okay, well, you called me, so I'll just.
And it's not just the.
No, she could hear
the ruffling sound of, like,
she could hear his voice.
So he's got it on the counter. It's not in his pocket.
Yeah, it must have been. She could hear his voice, some female voices, and she could hear the voices saying, don't you have a girlfriend? Did you? And he was like, no.
I really wonder if one of the girls, like, called. If something was going on, because if they asked, don't you have a girlfriend, there must have been something going on previously in those like minutes before. So if they saw a text and just called, put the phone on the counter.
Wow. Like a sisterhood thing. That makes the story better.
Kind of,
like,
but I'm going to tell you this as a former philanderer. Like, you got four girls in your room, and you're like, this is going to be great. Hold on, let me text my girlfriend and go, oh man, I'm going to really cram for these finals. And you text her something to be like, leave me alone for a while I see what happens with these four girls. But now she's like up. And then as you thumb it when you set it down, you might every time I've butt dialed, I've butt dialed from a text.
And like, with your fingers, see, not like pocket dial.
Correct. Okay. It's more like you're just in their contact already and you hit that I at the top and now their contact stuff is up. And as you're setting it down, it's like, whoop. But the theory of the other girls outing him is also equally horrifying.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's not horrifying.
Good. Yeah, stick together.
No, but they're all in the room. Okay, maybe. You're right. Yeah, but so, irregardless, as my mother would say, she heard him like St. Peter saying, no.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
Her. Yeah.
What's a girlfriend? Yeah. You guys are my friends and you're girls. Right. Yeah. We're all friendly girlfriends.
Exactly. So that was, yeah. So they broke up because that was, she heard what she needed to hear.
Did she tell him that she heard it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't ask that part. I don't know if she, we if gotta, she ever knew.
We got to teach you how to get the tea. Yeah. Come on.
I could take so much ex-boyfriend talk, and then it's like, all right, back to...
I mean, that's a brutal breakup. She still broke up with him, but it's still brutal. This is what I'm trying to explain to other people in the room. You can still break up with them, but the breakup can be brutal. Yeah. You know
if
what I'm saying?
If you're brutally forced into a position where then you have to break up with them.
It doesn't have to be... Like, I had a friend. This was at the beginning of, like... Not at the beginning of Facebook. That makes it seem like it was, you know, we were all riding on shovels and there was candlelight. But, like, it was at the beginning, like, she was with somebody and they were obviously Facebook friends. And then his Facebook status changed to engaged.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Not to her.
Oh, wow. Boy. Okay.
Yeah. So that was just his way. I was like, I don't know. I've been playing ins against the middle and I don't know how to tell anybody what's what. So he asked one to marry him.
What?
And then just updated his status to just shake the rest off the tree. It was like,
blah, blah, blah.
It was like, so they all broke up with him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still his brutal part. He did the brutal thing to go like engage and then like put the picture up of her hand and like, she said yes.
Oh, no.
And then everyone else who was dating him, a person that I knew, worked with here, was devastated.
Oh no.
Because when you first
I'll
see
need
it,
to know a name after.
Yeah, okay.
Well, did he even know, or is he just like, I'm gonna buy a ring and whichever one shows up and then I'll just do that?
He's just like, I'll be in Vail this weekend. Hey, boo boo. No, just and then no, I think he did it because he was gutless. He didn't know how to break up with one. So then that his way of like, but I mean, this person when she first saw it was like delusional enough to go, oh my God, he's going to ask me.
Stop.
Because it's like, oh my God, his Facebook status. And then as she clicked more, she was like, oh, there's already a hand with a ring on it.
Zuckerberg messed something up. I don't know what's...
All right, so here's the deal. If you've been broken up with in a brutal way, or you broke up with someone and it was still brutal, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059. Go ahead, Tia. You've been broken up with a
I have lots. Yeah, I've shared the one before about the girl who I was dating her, and then I found out that behind she was having little sessions with her friends, and she was asking all like the friends who the girlfriends who were in our friend group like
sessions.
Yeah, kind of like, I don't know. Do you guys think T-Hack is cute? Like, what do you think?
She was on the fence as to whether you were a keeper.
Right.
As to whether you were even...
Am I good enough?
Lookable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I just remembered that it was actually that same girl. One of the times I was on the basketball team, so we were out of town, and her and another friend came to our dorm where there were some non-basketball players there. They were having a party, and turns out they were playing strip poker while I was gone. She never wanted to play with me, but I think it was more just that I was more into the relationship than she was.
All right.
That
well,
yeah, that's brutal.
Anybody else have any brutal breakups they want to share?
Well,
guess we're out of time.
No, I mean,
You don't have to say it. It was brutal.
It was brutal at the time for sure. But now I laugh about it.
I want to give one detail. Yeah. There were medical reports that got involved.
Yeah.
It's just, what a dirtbag. Like, as your big brother, like, Tiak and I were ready to go.
You guys were.
We were, like, there was. Yeah. Tell me his location.
Yeah.
I still have the club in my truck. Never taking it out, just in case.
I mean, it's just, yeah. So if you've been broken up with brutally, like, again, we've talked about this in the past, somebody, I will never forget this, literally they left it on a post-it, and I think that ended up being like a episode of, like, Carrie Bradshaw might have stolen it on Sex and the City,
just let on a post-it and then walked out.
Yeah, it was just
put,
like,
it on the mirror,
like,
or
left
something?
A little note, like, I have post-its in my house at all times, so I'll just, like, empty the dishwasher, put it up on the thing, or, like, have a great day, heart, smiley face, and it was like, we're through.
Oh my gosh.
Like, just, like, you deserve, like,
my friends didn't say you were hot.
One of my friends did come back to her place. They had lived together, and he was in the middle of writing a note. And she was like, What are you doing?
And he moved his stuff out, or he was just,
oh wow. No, you write the note off site. You write the note first.
Yes, you print it at Kinko's, and you roll in. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
All right. If you've been broken up with in a brutal, brutal way, we want to hear your story. Or you broke up with them, but it was still brutal. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were going to take calls on brutal breakups, but we don't have time now because Tiak has 14 more stories.
Don't make me relive.
Every time.
I do. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I do remember breaking up with someone, my first boyfriend, like right before Christmas. And, like, he had already gotten me a gift.
That's in the coffin. You're not allowed to break up.
I couldn't anymore. I knew the right thing to do was
to
wait.
You have to do it before Thanksgiving.
I didn't know then.
You don't know that there's holidays where it's off limits?
I knew that, but I didn't know how I felt about him then. And so it was, like, before Christmas.
You
broke
up with, like, you ruined Christmas for him. You know that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
He's fine. He's doing great. He's thriving.
Yeah, next Christmas, he was all right.
No, forever Christmas reminds you of the day that
no.
firecracker let you go.
And he's on line four. Let's go,
Sean. Was his name Sean?
No.
Okay. God, that would be so dope. Candy?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Brutal breakup. So, what happened to you?
I was a senior in high school, was engaged. My boyfriend and I had been together
for
3 years.
Did you say you were engaged?
Yeah. I'm from West Virginia, okay?
Oh, I'm surprised you waited that long.
We either graduate or we get engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I did. And no, he wasn't my brother.
Oh, my God, you're fun. Okay, so what happened?
So my best friend we've been best friends since kindergarten, comes to my apartment, and my fiance's in the car with her, and she brings me a letter telling me that they've been going to church together, they've fallen in love, and they're now engaged. And by the way, they're still married.
Oh, wow.
This was your best friend?
My best friend. We had been best friends since we were 5 years old.
Wow.
Were you in the wedding?
No, but they did get married a day before my birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
And these people have it out for you.
Yeah.
That is fully brutal. Oh, my God. And she brought the letter up because he was too big of a coward?
Right. He just sat in the car. Yeah.
You know how we share everything?
Oh, my God. Dude, Candy, that is awful.
That's brutal.
Thank you. Jane?
Jade.
Brutal breakup. Yes. What happened to you?
Yeah, when I was in high school, my boyfriend told me to take the day off work because it was very likely he was going to be asking me to prom. And then morning up, picked me up, drove me to the place where we first kissed, and broke up with me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? Wait, why? Yeah. Why would... What?
Well, it was like a tumultuous teenage relationship. We ended up going together after I cried my eyes out for 3 days. but it was horrible, and I was not expecting it at all.
What a roller coaster.
Why would you take her to your first kiss
spot? Do you think he remembered?
I thought
or was
we
it
could
just...
have our last kiss. We had our first kiss.
Oh, my God. You guys don't understand what T-Hack just did with his eyes during that? Yeah. I want to break up with you right now. Nicole?
Yay.
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
I was living abroad as an exchange student when I was in high school, and I had a boyfriend there, and we decided when I came back here, we'd try to make it work.
Oh.
And this was before social media, so I was all excited to make my long-distance phone call, and his mom answered and wouldn't let me talk to him, told me it wasn't going to work out and that I should move on, and I never talked to him since.
Oh my gosh.
He had his mom do it?
He had his mom.
Well, do you think he had her do it, or do you think the mom just stepped in?
He had his mom do it.
No, because I've seen mom step in.
No, he had his mom do it.
I think the mom stepped in, and I think he was complacent.
Okay.
Then it's double the pain.
Yep. I figured it'd be easier if, like, my mom.
Stop doing that to your eyes. What is that thing?
It's my F-boy face.
Yeah.
Just stop.
It's good.
Oh, my God, look at his face.
Yeah, he does the lip bite, too. It's perfect.
Amy.
Yay.
Brutal breakup. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. So my boyfriend and I were having problems. I was a freshman in college. Okay. And so I called him to my dorm so that we could break up because we both knew that it was time. And so I told him to sit down and we're going to have this, you know, honest but tough conversation. And he gets on one knee, pulls out a ring, and asks me to marry him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To which you craftily replied.
Oh, my goodness. I feel horrible about it now, but I think my exact words were, why would you do this?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't know if you guys can tell or not.
Hold on. No?
You haven't felt anything weird? I've been holding this in this whole time. And it's this is kind of a heavy thing that I want to talk about.
Oh. Your shirt's a little baggier than normal.
I noticed that. Yeah.
This is a medium from being
it looks
a person.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Like, just some of their shirts are just huge. This is like...
It looks good. Look chill.
That's not it.
No, okay.
No,
thanks for talking about how you think I look fat in all my other shirts.
No,
that's not.
That is exactly what I heard.
Not at all what I...
So, I don't know how I'm going to get home tonight. I don't know that I'm going to be able to operate a motor vehicle again. I can't say 100%, but I now know what it feels like to take a human life, and I feel like I'm forever scarred from that. Aaron is just staring at me. You're making me smile because you think that I'm messing around.
Yes.
I'm being...
I'm not.
I'm 100% telling the truth.
The stakes just got a little higher. I feel on the show.
Well, if you want me to make it funny, I can make it sort of funny.
I just don't trust you being serious.
You should trust me
ever.
Because I'm being very serious about this. The thing, this will solidify it for you. It's so life-changing that I may actually agree with T-Hack on something that I have staunchly had. Like, he and I have been in very big arguments about this thing, and now I'm kind of on his team because of what happened to me today. And would you stop smiling at me because I'm trying?
This is just my face.
No, it's not your face because you're normally have a little bit of RBF on you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Trust me. You don't. Okay, you don't. I'm sorry. I almost killed the guy today.
Wow.
So I am waiting at the stoplight at 225 and whatever Tamarack.
Okay.
To turn to come to the radio station. And I'm waiting. And then if you look to the side, the crosswalk is counting down.
Mm-hmm.
So it counts down to zero. And then a few seconds after zero, the light turns yellow, then red, then I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like zero, yellow, red, go. And I even didn't hit the gas right away. Because my car, if you don't hit the gas right of the way, when it sees the light go green, it goes, it's like, hey, man, wake up.
Yeah.
It's a green light.
Okay. Well, nice.
I have a Tesla that's very, very fast. So I hit the gas and immediately saw an old man who was riding his bike across on Tamarack.
What?
On a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched his face as he realized, I am going to kill him.
Oh my god.
Like
gosh.
The look on his face, I can literally see his face right now. And I don't even know why I'm telling this story on the air. Maybe he's listening. I got so scared. I sat at Tamarack and 225 for like 15 minutes today.
Wow.
Because I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And he just kept riding. Like he had to dirt his bike and then he picked it back up and kept riding. I thought for sure I was ready. Like at first I was super apologetic, but I'm like, dude, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
With zero, I didn't look up the street to see if there was some J-hole riding his bike too fast to stop. And he made no effort to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm a bicyclist, so I have the right of way. And it's like, you don't though. You still have to obey the traffic laws.
Wow.
And he did not. But I'm going to tell you right now, he made peace with his death and I made peace with killing him. Like there was a moment where we all realized I just killed this guy.
Oh my gosh.
And barely got it stopped.
Wow. And he had to
dirt his bike.
Get off.
Yeah.
So did he fall? Was he okay?
He was fine. He just jumped back up. And I mean,
did he yell at you or anything afterwards?
That's what I was expecting. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, I ran through all of the emotions sitting there. Cause then I was like, I'm gonna chase this guy down. I'm gonna drag him off his bike and go, you don't get to be on the road anymore. And I'm like, you can't, I don't want to be you, Tiak. I don't want to be anti-bike because you get mad when they're on the road. I'd rather have them on the road than on the sidewalk, but you're mad that they are on the road, but hugging that line or over that line.
Right. Cause I feel like I'm going to hit them.
Right. And I don't want to. Trust me, when you see the look in their eyes when you almost do, it's one of the worst things you'll ever feel.
Well, wow. I remember being in high school and younger and stuff, riding our bikes around all the time. And I remember we had this thing where we would always yell to each other, yield to pedestrians, because that's the law, right? It's like, oh, yield to pedestrians. And we'd be zipping around all over the place. 100%. And now that I'm older and I realize that's dumb. We were very dumb. Because, yes, the law or whatever, yield to pedestrians. But if you don't see the pedestrian until it's too late to yield.
That pedestrian is dead.
Right. And then it doesn't really matter the legality of what happened.
Correct.
Right.
Because you're dead.
Yes. So I don't know what to do now because I kind of want to be on Team T-Hack and go, bicyclists, if you don't understand, like you
there's should... been like a whole trend because I've seen it with cars too. Like I will not, if I get the green, I will wait an extra 3 or 4 seconds because people are running the red like
why?
Crazy.
Like what? Why is it anarchy right now?
I don't know.
I've seen the same thing too, though. Yeah.
Like, so I will wait. And if you honk behind me, that's fine.
So the new rule is
no.
You got to drive wrong because everyone else is driving more wrong? Is that what
kind
you're saying?
Of.
Like, I honestly don't know how to wrap this whole thing up. I just wanted it to be, because I've been holding this. I knew we had other things we had to get to, but I'm like, I swear, then I drove and got poke. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get in here because my internet wasn't working at home. And I literally just sat. If you saw a Tesla up like on the median at 225 in Tamarack, that was me. I sat there forever. Because I'm like, and then it was tough to get here. Then I pulled into the parking lot. I'm like hands at 10 and 2 going 4 miles. I have a car that is a rocket ship and I'm afraid to drive it. So.
Well, thankfully nobody was hurt, right? Like he
was not
guy
hurt. He just kept riding.
He didn't look back or he didn't give you a, he didn't like a,
dude, the look on his face.
Or?
I swear to God, I don't want to get all weird, but I'm also watching Dexter and like Dexter sort of, I think gets off on like, cutting the dude's face before and like looking
getting
at them
sample,
going like, I know he gets off on looking at what a person looks like before he kills them. And I saw it in this guy's face and I'm like, I'm not right. I don't feel right. I don't think I'm gonna be like, I'm thinking about literally finding somebody who's got mushrooms tonight and just tripping balls to get out of this. Like, I don't know what to do. Can I say that? I think I just did.
Well, yeah. Can't go back.
No, no.
So,
do you want to do a spin class or something?
No!
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know we don't talk about Hollywood news and gossip.
Okay.
Can we talk about Hollywood news and gossip?
We can try.
This is one of the stupidest things I've ever asked, but like, did you see the Diddy and J-Lo thing?
No.
Mm-mm, no.
Well, first off, they're done, right? We can all admit that it's like, it's slowly but surely like...
Do you mean Affleck?
What'd I say?
Diddy?
Oh, well, Diddy is also, yes. Diddy's part of it.
Okay. Because
they are done.
Affleck and J-Lo are done.
Ben Affleck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
It looks like call them? What do we call it? Bennifer.
Oh.
Bennifer, yeah.
We used to call them Bennifer.
Really?
Is this the second time they were married? Were they married the first time or were they just in a relationship?
I think they got married the first time and I don't think they got remarried the second time. I think they were just kind of back together. Also,
they got remarried.
They did get remarried? Oh.
Yeah, I think they are.
Well,
God. This is why we don't talk about Hollywood news and gossip, because nobody in this room knows anything about anything.
He was Bennifer even when he was with Jennifer Garner. Two Jennifers.
He was. Yeah. But I bet she hated that because then you're Bennifer 2.0.
Yeah.
That's not
Bennifer
good.
From the block. They did get married July 16th, 2022.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, slowly but surely, he's got all the mean face, and then he's wearing his ring. He's not wearing his ring.
He bought a new house away from her.
Just did that, yes. Okay. So, it just came out. I'm sorry I said Diddy before, but that is what this is about. The FBI raided Diddy, and they have all of these weird tapes from him. If you believe what we think we all believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is they pulled Affleck in. I don't know why you would do this, but Affleck got to watch the tapes of when J-Lo and Diddy were together.
What?
That's, I don't know if he's got friends at the FBI or what, okay. But the rumor is, maybe it's just the timing of it all, but like their relationship went off a cliff the second he saw
the videos?
Tapes. Yes. Of the things that Diddy and J-Lo did.
But why? Okay. Who would show him? Why would you agree to watch?
These are the questions that I have for you guys.
With your current significant other with their ex, like, why would you be like, yeah, sit me down, give me a coffee?
Okay, let's pretend your Paris Hilton is married, right?
Yeah.
Do you think her significant other, her husband, has seen One Night in Paris?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And you could still marry her?
Yeah.
Let's pretend, Aaron, that you and I are dating. I am not stupid. I know that you've worked your way through Denver, but I don't want to see it. Like, I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why would Ben be like, yeah, I'm free this weekend. Let me come in. Let me come on down.
Right.
I don't.
But
maybe he
thought it won't be as bad. I don't know what. That's question one for me. Would anyone in this room go look at it?
No.
Aaron would. If you were with somebody.
No.
And somebody said, I found a relations tape with your boyfriend.
No, I don't think I would.
You really wouldn't?
Yeah.
You're so curious.
I am, but I would hope that it wouldn't affect anything, but I wouldn't want it to, so I would rather just not.
If obviously your relationship's over if that tape was made while you're together.
Oh, of course.
Because they were cheating.
Sure. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tape or no tape. It's just like,
tape or no tape, it's over, right?
Yeah.
Could you survive this? You love your wife with all your heart, T-Hack. Mm-hmm. If there were a tape, if one day she came home just pale and she was like, I never told you about this, but when I was a senior in high school, whatever.
Okay.
There's a tape before you guys were together. So it should not affect your relationship in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Could your marriage survive it?
Yeah.
It should survive it. You should be supporting your partner through it.
I know it should, but what if it's just like, what if it's Tommy Lee and Pamela amounts of, yeah. Like,
I would say it's worse news for me. Especially if it's a Tommy Lee situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, you downgraded.
How could you survive it? I'm not saying
don't
I'm
make
right.
it about you.
Right.
Your significant other is the victim in that situation. Don't make it about you.
No, but what if she just looks like she's having the best time ever?
She did, and that was years ago, but guess what? She's not with that person.
Yeah, I agree. She probably was having like that. And just like I have good times before this.
No one's
gay. <All right. laughs> they were adequate times.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I would like to attempt this, but I fear. So, okay. We want to talk about dares, bets, challenges, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my reprehension about when we talk about this. This show currently, in its current form, is weighted a little bit more towards the PP side of life.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm riding about 30% estrogen.
Mm-hmm. Awaiting results.
Okay.
But my levels are up.
Right. But then, so Aaron's over here just defending the ground for females. Do you feel, Aaron, that this topic further tips the scales towards men?
Potentially, but I also know that we can do some dumb stuff.
Girls do not do dumb things for, like,
to get boys' attention. Yeah,
like you would do a dare. Like your friends would be like, "I dare you to go over and like,"
something.
And you would really do it?
I've done some dumb stuff. Not for not even for boys. I have no excuse.
You've just done dares.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Who dared you? Okay. No, a girl didn't dare you. It's a boy who dared you.
No.
I feel like
it was my sister-in-law. We were at the zoo.
Okay.
I'm not allowed back. No, I am.
You're so obvious. Like, you have a very distinct look.
Yeah.
Like, if they have a picture of you up that they all walk by on their way in, they're like, you look at that redhead girl for what she did to the monkeys. What did you?
No, we. Do you know the thing? I don't know what it's called. Where it's like on a scale of 1 to 10, what are, or on a scale of 1 to 88, what are the odds that you would do this? And then you count down. You say a number at the same time. If it's the same number,
you have to
to do it.
Mm.
So it was that. And
I've never heard of this game.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
So it was that we got the same number. So I licked one of the poles by the giraffes.
By the giraffes?
I'm going to need some clarification on that, because that's one of the dares that was on the internet where some girl got dared to get too close to a horse and she did it.
Oh, no, no, no. But
you didn't
touch
the giraffe.
No,
the giraffe.
It was just like near, it was one of the light poles, like near the giraffe
light
section.
Pole. Okay, okay. Okay. You got dare. Okay, I don't hate it. I mean, if it's like,
because
a light pole, like,
and it wasn't just like a, it was a full. Yeah,
the giraffes were like, "Can we get her back here?"
Like, her tongue is as long as ours. Yeah.
You had an ice cream cone. It.
Yeah, wow. That's a good way to put it.
You could just like.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, light pole is better though. Like, I got dared on the train at DIA.
Oh yeah, yeah, the handrail.
To lick the handrail.
Oh yeah, easy.
There's
a lot of people.
A light pole is a light pole. People aren't like, I need to steady myself and touch this.
True. Yeah,
on the train, where they're like, please hold on. You're like, don't tell me what to do. I don't need to hold on. And then the train goes, wah! And you're like, wah! Yeah. And everybody goes, puh! And their sweaty little nervous hands grab that pole.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just went.
You didn't. What do you call that? Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream lick.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Nice. What'd you get?
Nothing. Respect.
Okay.
I didn't even get that.
Okay. Yeah, you just did some counting down stupid game. Like, that's what So that's why we call it.
What?
That's why we call it dare slash bets. I don't even know what you're talking about. So, dare you to.
No, what are the odds? You say, what are the odds that you would. I don't know. You've got a Starbucks cup. Chew on the straw. I don't know. And then, so on
what are the odds that I would put this straw?
You pick the scale depending on how like severe the dare is.
Okay.
So if it's like a super intense one, you want more chances.
What are the odds that I would shove this inside TX eyeball and lobotomize him?
Mm.
I mean, I would say between 1 and 1,000.
Okay, so then we go 1,000.
So you count down 3, 2, 1. You say a number at the same time.
Okay, let's do it.
3, 2, 1, 77.
Dang it!
Why did you?
I was trying to give you the number 333.
I don't want him 77. To get on me.
77. We both said it. Okay, no, I get it now. Okay, so you were just doing it because it's a thing that the universe told you had to do the dare because you both hit the same number.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. I'm glad my fate is it's secured.
77.
No.
Okay, so if we will take calls from. Boys or girls. I feel it leans boys because I think other than Aaron, mostly boys go like, hey man, that piece of pizza has been sitting on our dresser for like 6 weeks. Dare you to eat it. And you're like,
okay,
say
yeah. I'll do it for free.
Yeah. And you're just like,
right. For respect.
Right. All right. So if you've done a dare or a bet, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
One time I remember walking to the shuttle where the bar that would take us to the bar with my buddies, and my buddy was already had enough to drink that he was wearing his bathrobe to the bar, and he had one of those fuzzy like Davy Crockett hats on too. So he had the hat and then a bathrobe, and we're walking, and I remember one of my buddies said Earl. That was his name, Earl. He said, Earl, I bet you won't be the man right now and jump in that pond. And he was in the pond.
Oh,
and then he went to the bar in a soaking wet bathrobe and the Davy Crockett hat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let him in, and
this is a guy
thing. Respect the hell out of him.
He got nothing out of it.
Nothing, no.
But cold.
Yeah, probably some sort of disease. And
oh, God.
But I'll never forget it. It was awesome.
So
it was
a story for life.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why people do it. It's like the reason I got, one of the reasons I got inspired, there was another dude late in paying off a fantasy football debt. In fact, there was dudes in North Dakota who had to go into a Pancake House or a Waffle House or a Denny's or whatever, and he had to spend 24 hours there, but he got an hour off for every pancake he ate.
Ooh.
So if he ate 24 pancakes, he could leave in an hour.
Okay.
You know, that's interesting. A lot of pancakes, yeah.
See, I would go in with very high hopes. I'd be like, I'm going to take down 20 in 4 hours.
Oh my gosh, really?
You think and you get could out. Take down
20? I think
these
I would,
are Denny's no. full size pancakes.
Massive. I think I would be humbled quickly.
Yeah.
But I,
yeah.
Think, I think this guy probably went in with high hopes.
He did, and then he got super sick at like at a certain number. I don't remember
at like
how
pancake
many.
Pancake four.
Yeah, he started okay. to realize you're in deep tatas. It's not going down no. as easy as you think because they're big and they're fluffy. Because Denny's normally gives you like one.
Okay.
They don't give you a stack. It's not like IHOP where they want you to go take a picture of the stack. He's just
see.
One massive flapjack.
So how did were the buddies with him in the
maybe?
Or they were
I mean,
just
you're like yeah
monitoring him, making sure he didn't cheat.
Hold on, I just thought of another one. It happened Luke Combs, like the guys who lost his fantasy football. They had to come on stage and sing a song.
Oh, I
and
didn't
he's
see that.
Playing stadiums. He's playing
that's
and they
hilarious.
Cannot sing. These aren't his country buddies.
Yeah.
So they came out in front of 60,000 people and slaughtered Walking in Memphis. It
wow.
was the worst. It's like, I was walking. It's the worst thing you're ever going to hear.
That's funny.
Was Luke on stage with
yes,
him too?
Yes, he's like, I got to explain this. I mean, obviously fantasy football has been over for a bit, but this has been I told them when we hit this date, that this is when you're going to have to pay it off.
Wow.
And two dudes had to come out and like, it's amazing.
That's great.
Don't go look the video up. Okay. So if you've been part of a dare or a bet, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've done something stupid on a dare. Candy?
Yeah.
Yay. dares. It's a girl doing a dare.
Nice.
What'd you do for a dare or a bet or whatever?
Well, I'm actually sort of kind of proud of this one because it's pretty gross.
Okay.
I was at a party and, you know, we're all there. All the guys are chewing and everything and, you know, spit into the Mountain Dew can.
No!
Somebody dared me to drink it and they were like, no way.
To drink the spit can? No, you didn't.
To drink Mountain Dew?
They're adjacent.
Hey, easy.
How much spit was it?
I think I swear to God. I must have thrown up for 48 hours afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
I did it. And it was actually for money.
You got to leave more Mountain Dew in the can. You got to dilute it.
You didn't finish it. You just took a swig, right? You didn't, like, chug.
Oh, yeah. No way. Are you kidding me? I think I'd be dead if I chugged that whole thing. Oh. No. I took a good gulp of it, but I definitely... Oh, my God. It was probably the grossest dare I've ever done.
But what? Okay. I have to have this. You are not getting off the phone without an answer to this. Was there money? Was it just
a
fresh can of Mountain Dew?
I don't know what.
Just to brag, right? No way.
So yeah. You did it for cred?
Well, I did. No. I did it for a little bit of money. It was like $100 or something like that. They all chipped in.
Yeah. So cases of Mountain Dew.
No money is like I don't. Okay. Did you get to keep the $100 despite your vomit streak?
I know, right? I think I needed that for like new clothes. And
okay,
new, like,
okay. There's no okay.
Well, you broke copay. Even, I guess.
Okay. I won't ever. Now Mountain Dew's definitely off the table.
No.
Thank you.
Candy.
Another candy. Candy.
Yay.
Dares. What? What'd you do?
So my crush was at a barbecue spot that I went to, and he was my waiter. And I, you know, was trying to flirt with him and everything, and he made a joke daring me to snort the hot sauce. Yeah, I did, and it really wasn't worth it.
Did you think that at some point, while Tabasco is dripping from your sinus cavity, he was going to take his pants off?
Like, damn, that's hot. Let's go on a date.
No! Like, he did that because... Would you have TIAC? Some girl you want to have relations with, would you want to see her writhing in pain from Cholula in the snout?
But I feel like I'd be desperate enough. I'd do it. I'd snort it. You got something? I don't know.
I have a lot. Okay. So what happened then? You're just hemorrhaging capsaicin out your nose?
It was It hurt so bad. And I don't know, I wasn't worth it. Now I'm kind of like, kind of hate him for that.
So he's not, he instantly stopped being your crush.
I don't know. But it was like just a stupid dare. And I don't know if I like him anymore.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Okay. All right. What will you do for us right now?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, I have to be nice because that was a terrible dare.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. Thank you for the call. Carrie?
Yay.
Dares, what'd you do?
So my daughter was in middle school and we were at the vet with our dog and we were waiting for the vet to come in and we did the what are your odds game and oh she God. Lost and she
I'm
had
so glad you know what it is.
Table.
Thank you.
She lost what?
Oh, yeah. She lost the bet, so she had to lick the exam table in the vet's office.
Like ice cream lick?
Yeah, ice cream lick, like full on, yeah. So
I have to believe that they like wiped that down though.
I hope, but it was still just, yeah,
it's for
I don't
dogs.
Know.
It's for dogs.
Yeah. You still need to keep it clean.
I don't think they keep it that clean. Did she just lick it once, or does she have to go from end to end? How much licking?
No, it was probably about like maybe half a foot or so, but it wasn't that.
That's plenty.
Like,
that's plenty of licking.
I just want the vet to come in the middle of it. And just go,
I know.
Who's the patient?
Thank you, Gary. Blazing Bob.
Yay!
Dares. We got the boys now. We're in trouble. What did you do?
So when I was in high school, me and my cousins used to hang out a lot and. You know, you walk into like a 7-Eleven and it always says no shoes, no shirt, no service. And so my cousins dared me to go in there bottomless and I did it. And surprisingly, they didn't have a problem with it. And I got a phone number out of it.
Stop!
Because you were wearing a shirt and shoes, you just weren't wearing pants.
Yes, sir. Or underwear.
He pulled a Pooh Bear.
Hold on, you were fully Pooh Bear?
Fully Pooh Bear. I don't think that you could get away with that in this day and age. This was in the 90s, but yeah.
Wow.
And like I said, I got
a date
out of it.
We need to do a whole show that's just fully Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
And we just
I agree, 100%.
What did you do fully Pooh Bear? Oh my God, Bob. Thank you.
I see you're grabbing a soda and a hot dog. Oh, no, just a soda. Sorry. My mistake. Get that off the counter, please.
Gosh.
What is wrong with you? Mike.
Yay.
Dares, what'd you do?
I'm not proud of this one, but I was playing hockey in Wyoming, and we had a two-week break for Christmas break, so our team, our coaches decided to drug test everybody when we got back from break.
Oh, boy.
And a couple of my teammates dared me to, instead of going number one in the cup, going number two in the cup.
And no.
So they sent you into the other room.
I did it, and I got fined from my team.
Oh, my God.
So you went full on Pooh Bear.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
When did we as a society?
Oh boy. No, we're not finishing that. I'm going to tell you right now. We can't. When did we as a society? Okay.
I have always like prided on myself that if you have something in your teeth, I'm going to tell you. I'll be discreet about it. But like, I'm going to let you know, you do not, you're fine.
No, but I had so I feel like I have that seaweed salad all over inside my mouth. I feel like it's like the Halloween house with the cobwebs, except it's green.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. No, yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks for waiting to tell them we're on the air to tell me. Okay, what happened?
No, but like, if you have something on your shirt, I'll let you know. If you have something in your hair, I'll let you know. Like, that's
I won't trust the shirt because you're going to poke my nose.
No.
Gonna, what's that on your,
people who do that. They're
come
the
on.
Worst people.
No, they're not. I mean, that's come on. I'm a 4-year old. Of course I do it.
That's not funny. I don't find, because I genuinely think you're being a compassionate human and you're pointing at something on my shirt. So how do I not look down?
I don't know. It's on
so
you to figure out.
So you think that's funny? You legit think that's funny?
A little, yeah.
Please text into 51059 and say the nose boop, funny or unfunny. Text the word funny.
Oldest time, classic.
It's weird how much that irritates me.
Okay.
I just, all I right. don't like it. You're your shoes untied or whatever. Or like, oh, your fly's down and you're like, oh, and you're just fumbling with your junk in front of everybody. And it's like, it's not down. And you're like, that's not funny. I don't, why do we as a society?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. When did we decide not to tell people that? Because I
because of him. No, what just happened? What is there something with me? Why don't you just tell me?
No, way to make it about you. Gosh, no. So
look
I
look at the name on the show. Okay.
Yeah. Who put it there?
I did not. I did not put it there. Look, I don't want it there.
Look at the name on the show. Whoop. Whoop. I got you. Look here.
No, I was at Target yesterday, and the shorts I was wearing were the ones with like the multiple buttons. It didn't have a zipper. It's just the. The like five buttons.
Like 501.
On the, yeah. In the front, like that? Yeah. Down the fly, yeah. Okay.
We call them button fly.
Is that what they're called? I didn't actually know.
You know that, right? Yeah. Levi's invented the button fly. So it's instead of a zipper, it's like all buttons.
I remember I got one pair in high school, I think, of the button fly and being like, oh, this is hip, you know? And then it's like, the last thing I need is it to be harder to undo the pants, you know? It's like, that's...
No, but if you're good, if you
like, I should have gone no fly.
Yeah, and, like my button flies.
Oh, really?
It was through a very promiscuous time in my life. I could get them open fast.
No, I could.
You can go like, yeah, yeah, it's like it's easily. Like a snapshot.
I couldn't get a bra off. I couldn't get my own pants unbuttoned.
Can we just have an aside?
A mess.
As a guy back out on the single scene, like when you're married, you're like, honey, we're gonna do it, and like she meets you up there ready to go, right?
Right, right.
So I've been married a lot for a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
But then I would like, I was trying to undress a girl and I was like, can you
help me out here?
Can you just do that? And she's like, no, you have to do it. I'm like, I'm not gonna. I'm just you're gonna get zero attention in that area if you
terrifying.
Don't do this. Because I don't know. It's like, no, just pinch it. And I'm like, she's like, no, don't pinch that. How does that make it go?
I know how to do that.
But like, I did, like, it's, I understand the concept, but they're not all the same.
You can do two hands. It's okay.
No, because you know what it's like? I get panicked when I get around girls in general. I don't get panicked, but I get like panicked. But it's like, hey, can you zip me up? Right?
Okay.
And then there's that. Like
the
a bra
eye, the
at the
eyelid
end,
or whatever. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm shaking like a dog pooping razor blades when I have to do that. I'm just like, oh, because I'm just right there and your neck's right there. And I just want to, it's like a terrible, like, and so the idea of two of those eyes together on the back of a bra and to know that you could just go like you can reach back behind your own back, like dislocate your own shoulder and go and have it like come off.
Yeah.
Is like an amazing feat. Like, I'm so proud of you. But I've also dated girls who have to like flip it around to the front
to
get
on.
It, yeah, to get it on and off. They have to like
putting on a tie when you have to tie it on. I remember like my dad would always have to tie when I was younger, he would put my tie on himself,
yes,
tie it, and then put it on me.
How he couldn't do could it like tie backwards. It looking at somebody
exactly,
else.
It's backwards. Yeah. So
girls
they have
can
to
do
it. I guess I don't know.
Well,
why isn't it Velcro? Are we out of
or
time?
The clip?
The bra.
Oh,
why are we? Like,
no, because if they're like
that would hurt.
It would hurt, and they
and
would,
like, I don't trust it.
A good solid run, and the girls would be free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool if you're running
right,
to the bedroom.
I'm saying, like, why is
let's
it?
Go. Yeah. Oh my god, I love it. Anyway, how did we get to that? Oh, the button fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Yesterday I was wearing shorts with the button fly. I also have my insulin pump and my CGM on my legs. I understand that that's not like a common thing. So like, I get a lot of looks. Which is fine, used to it.
Do you think you were getting looks because of the insulin or because of your booty and the button fly?
Well, turns out
neither,
because one of my buttons was undone. And why didn't anyone tell me?
What are the lower buttons?
No, luckily it was the second to top.
But still.
Okay.
But it was still exposed.
They were.
No, I mean, nothing was exposed, but just like the button was out. But it was like, here I am walking down like, look at my cool insulin pump. And they're
okay,
not looking at that.
I just need you to understand, if you had something in your teeth, I'd have a better shot at telling you. Because it's like, I'm looking at your face.
You can look at my crotch and let me know if my fly is down.
But if I see it, then that means I spent a long time looking at your crotch. Like,
that's
you're
not
allowed to. Like, if T-Hack had a gravy stain on his...
I have told people, hey, I'm not looking at your butt, but your flashlight is on because their phone is in their back pocket.
But you are looking at their butt.
Exactly. It's fine because I'm letting them know that their flashlight is on.
So you wanted to be standing there.
We just need to help each other out.
No, we can't. Because you're standing there perusing the Magnolia collection by Chip and Joanna in Target. And I'm like, well, instead of looking at these vases, I can't help but stare at your crotchal area.
Say it in a better way.
I couldn't help but notice.
Not it's like exposed. That.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, you can't be this naive, right? You are this naive.
What?
About food and
I guess, yeah. I guess,
you,
yeah.
I mean, your kid's only in preschool, so this doesn't really matter.
Right,
but we're talking
yet.
About school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah. There's a huge percentage of kids who don't finish their school lunch. I like, my kids were both, for the longest time, school packed lunch.
Packed lunch?
Packed lunch. Every morning I woke up and packed a lunch.
What would you
Even
pack?
When I was married.
And did they have the, like, a sack, or did they have like a one of the cooler lunch boxes that you could put like a cold thing in?
That.
Okay.
Like I had the thing, like there's like Tupperware that clicks into the cold thing.
Wow.
Does that make
nice.
Sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, and you make it, there's one that's like kind of long that you put like grapes or carrots or something in. You're like.
So they open it. It looks like they're disassembling a bomb or something.
No,
so
it's like, just
pull
like
the carrots out.
It's
no,
it's like four different, you can put, you can have a long Tupperware, a short Tupperware, long and a short, a really small one for like salad dressing or something little in it. Or you just put like one egg in there or something. Or like...
What? An egg?
What goes in a packed lunch? Like that's... What do you... This is why your kids would have... Okay.
I don't know what goes in a packed
lunch. Your wife is alive.
Yes.
And the only reason your children are alive. If I'm being honest, I think if you were in charge of your children, they would be dead already.
No.
Just from a nutritional standpoint, yes, they would.
No.
Because you only eat fast food, and they're young, and they need broccoli, and they need protein. Like,
So you were packing broccoli in your kids' school?
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
And they were eating it right up, I'm sure, as soon as they got to school. They ate every last bite. Every single day.
I'll tell you, I did make...
He's got me and I don't know what to do with it.
At a certain age, yes. But like a couple weeks ago, I made my nephew's lunch.
Okay.
And he came home that day and goes, Aaron, that lunch was beautiful. I loved it. It was so good. And guess what? It had broccoli in it.
Yeah! Okay. No, I would put
He
grapes.
Said that because he didn't eat the broccoli.
He ate it because he's still young and he still thinks...
Yeah. He does love broccoli.
Okay.
But like, again, when you get to like older kids, yeah, they'll probably...
There was a certain age where they were too stupid to realize they should just throw it away. Like they wouldn't...
They just kept it in the container?
Yes, they would throw it back in there.
Quit
giving this
to me.
And then they come home and it's like, I give it... They're like, can you put goldfish in there too? It's like, well, I'm putting broccoli and grapes in there. Or I'm putting carrots and, you know, some other fruit in there. Raspberries or blueberries or whatever. I'm like, if you eat all the good stuff, then you can have the goldfish. Cool. And then they come home and there's just a crumpled up wrapper of goldfish in there and all the broccoli's left. Mm. And you're like, do me the courtesy of throwing it away at school.
Yeah, at least lie to me if you're going to lie to me.
But I think, I think they're afraid of the teachers. They're afraid to walk up in front of the teachers and go like, dumping the broccoli.
I see. Because do you think the teacher would stop them or go?
I don't know if they would stop them, but I don't think... But I would tell you.
Just a witness of
their crime. Yeah, it's just
crime,
like eventually they're like, they're going to see each other at student teacher conferences and they're going to go, you know, the kid dumps it, like the broccoli every time.
Yeah.
But so like in your world, it's not this year because your son is still just preschool.
Yes.
So he probably goes in with a fruit roll up. If you're in charge, it's probably a cold Culver's sandwich.
Yeah.
Half of one.
Yeah, whatever's left over.
And half a maple bar from like Quick Trip.
Oh my God. That is what it is. You guys hit Quick Trip. You eat the first three bites and then shove it into his hand and go, hold on to it till snack time, Leo. Yeah.
He eats it all. No issues.
You cannot be in charge of human life.
But that's why I agree with that. And that's why they will
You agree with you shouldn't be in charge of human life.
Of feeding human life.
Including your own.
Right. I shouldn't be.
Got
Except
it.
For special treats.
Which is
there.
Every day.
Yeah. Okay. But
when your wife takes a vacation, what do you do?
What do you mean? We don't.
I know what you do. The people listening to us don't know what you do.
Oh, when she
takes the kids and you're by yourself.
I do the fast food tour.
Which means what?
I go to all the places that I like to go
for
to
which
that,
meal?
That she doesn't for all of them.
Okay. That's I just want that on the table, Your Honor. I don't have to for all of them. For literally
I do my tour and
everything
stop
you put in your head is prepared by somebody else.
Yes.
There's
yes.
Do you understand that my line of questioning is not something you should be proud of? You should be like, you should be going, yes. You're like, you should be going like, yeah.
Well, it's only when she goes.
It should be super quiet.
It's only when she goes on vacation, though. It's like it's a special treat for me. That's how I get over the loss of missing my wife while she's gone.
Is empty processed food calories. Yeah. But so that you're just a walrus when she gets home.
I should not be responsible for their food. Admittedly, that's why they'll be school lunch kids. They'll eat the school lunch.
So you're saying out
just
loud.
Just like I did growing up.
You're saying out loud, which is why you have the warped sense of what food is.
Why?
No.
School lunch is not good, you guys. It's not. You went to Mullen and even it's bad.
No, it was good. It was actually too good. That they had to back down a little bit.
They had to like insert some processed food.
Because we had Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
See,
shut! And you legit, like not knockoffs, real
no,
Chick-fil-A.
No, like real.
Yeah, my wife.
We had like a Red Bull cooler.
At high school?
Yeah.
Dump your broccoli in the Red Bull cooler, kids, and grab it one on your way out.
And this was free? This was part of your school lunch program?
I don't remember.
Yeah, my wife was just talking about this. She went to a public school, like a bigger school. I went to a small private school. So it was whatever they were serving. If they were serving the, why can't I think of a school lunch? Like if they were serving
Sloppy Joe's,
that's what they had. That is it. It was either Sloppy Joe or you brought a lunch or you didn't eat. Those were your options. But she had the big cafeteria where they had the Sloppy Joe's and also like a bunch of burgers if you just wanted a burger.
Yeah, a chicken
sandwich a la carte, obviously.
All that on the same day?
Yeah. The a la carte stuff was just there in case you didn't like the Sloppy Joe. You could always just get.
They always had a salad bar. They always had mozzarella sticks.
Never had a mozzarella stick. 12 years.
No, because
12 years of school. I never had one.
No, because you didn't need it.
Okay.
Rude.
No, but no one had them.
But you were in a private school. What I'm saying is now in public schools, there's the ratchet Sloppy Joe, and then there's a couple a la carte things every day. And it's like peanut butter, I think.
Okay.
There's like a PBJ.
Why not Uncrustable? Why would you pay for a PB&J?
Because some kids just don't want the given a choice between lunch ladies sloppy Joe.
I pick that.
No, and a PBJ. No, name the school lunch that was your favorite.
Crispitos.
What the hell is that?
Hold on, I need to look
like crispy.
They were tortillas with meat in them. They just had meat in them with the tortilla wrapped up kind of like an enchilada with the cheese sauce on top.
Oh my God,
you would get double lunch that day. Could you guys do double lunch? We had to do a count at the beginning of the school because our school was so small. We had less than 100 kids in the whole school.
I've never seen these before.
Can you turn your privacy screen around so I can see it?
You've never seen a Crispito?
No.
Never in my life. Uh-uh.
No.
It's like a flauta, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. But we would do a count like in the morning when we did the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff. They'd also do the lunch count because there were so few kids. They had to literally know, do we need 65 lunches or do we need 63 lunches?
And oh, you need
so you'd hold both hands up.
Yeah, you'd be like, I need two. Yes. For a lot, pizza day was
you're
a double
disgusting.
Day. Why?
That's your favorite thing.
Yes. And I've been on kind of a mission. It's been on the back burner, but a mission to find the Crispitos because they don't sell them any like a restaurant. It's like you got to go through a public school system.
You
to get
might
them.
Be able to like buy them in bulk somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. If anyone...
If you're a lunch lady, will you call us and sing the song and get him some Crispitos?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You can't? Okay. Sorry, we're mid-conversation and the stupid song ended.
Gosh, how dare it.
There's a TikTok debate going around.
So dumb.
We're going to need help at 51059. I don't think it's that dumb the more I think about it.
What?
I'm with you. I'm leaning.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle, but I'm leaning.
Here's... Okay.
You wouldn't get these to begin with. Get out of here.
I used to, actually.
No way.
Yeah, I know exactly the specification.
You don't know.
I know exactly what you do.
You don't know.
I know. Can I have it without vegetables?
Oh, you just leave the vegetables. You just don't eat them.
So we need to hear you text in the word rude to 51059 or not rude? Cool. Is it, if you're at somebody's birthday party, let's say we all roll into El Jardin. Okay. In Commerce City.
Love that. Yeah.
Right up there off of Highway 2, the famous home of the
Slackerita.
Slackerita.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best margaritas you'll have in the state of Colorado.
One of the best margaritas. Had a few of them.
It doesn't have fentanyl in it, but it sure seems like it.
That's not selling it.
It is. There's a good group of Commerce City dwellers that are like, are they open now? Yes, they're open right now. Okay. So we're all at a birthday party in the back room of El Jardin.
Whose birthday is it?
Does that matter? I guess, yeah, sure, one of us.
It would have to be your birthday. No, well, yeah, your birthday.
No, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be a girl's birthday.
Why?
Okay.
And it's got to be one of those girls, and we all know who they are. It's very fortunately, Aaron, this is not you. But it's one of those girls who... You get the text message from their birthday is the 17th of whatever month it is. And you get a text from them on the 2nd that says, it's my birthday month. And you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to dedicate 1/365th of the year, not 1/12th of the year to celebrating your birthday.
But we all have that person in our lives, do we not? Or had.
Uh-huh.
Where yeah. it's like, I don't even like the ones where it's my birthday week. Like, if you say month, like, just go away. So they're like, we're having a party at El Jardin, Slackeritas, I want to get a cake made, and let's meet there on Tuesday. So then everybody goes, okay. And we're there. And then you decide, or someone decides, okay. Like, she's standing up and making a speech as the food is coming out. Oh, the number 2 special. Here's the enchiladas. Blah, blah. And then she's trying to be like, I just want to say to all of you that it's so great you can find time. Is there fentanyl in this? That you can find time. And then the servers come walking by with the festival of sparklers that is fajitas. And she's trying to finish her speech, but she can't because there's happening in the background.
Watch out, hot plate.
And it's just like the whole table sounds like the second One Direction comes out on stage for their reunion tour. Right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And she's like, why would you order fajitas at my birthday?
I would throat punch her at that moment.
She's already.
I don't care.
She's already.
I'm at a dinner for your birthday month. I'm gonna order the damn fajitas if I want them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I
no,
am.
No, you're not. Did you bring a date?
No.
If you didn't bring a date and you order fajitas, there's not a restaurant in North America that fajitas is for one. They always make it for two. It's like it's a shareable, huge, sizzling platter. You're an a-hole.
Well, great. I'll save them for later. I will order 4 orders of them, and I will save 3.5 so now, for later.
So now she's giving the toast for dessert, and in the middle, she's like, thank you all for coming. Yeah, can I get a box?
Yes!
Yes! Not a problem.
Do you need a box? 2 boxes? 3?
Why is she giving multiple teeth? She should not be giving speeches at her own birthday party anyways.
Okay, so somebody else was giving the speech.
There should be no speech on the dinner that is two weeks before your birthday. No.
That's what I'm saying, but it's still happening. So we need you to test in.
It does cause a scene when they bring the fajitas out. It's
is because TikTok is debating this, is fajita ordering...
Should it be left to a non-special occasion?
I can't tell if I'm selling this or not. Am I selling it?
No.
Rude. If you think it's rude,
mm-hmm.
How rude? If it's rude to order fajitas, text rude to 51059. And if it's not rude...
Okay.
Then text not rude.
Yeah.
But if you're on mine and TX side, he and I will pool together our money and send one of you people a gift card for fentanyl.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have never been more certain that TX's head is going to explode than when I read today's stupid story.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's about a person being ungrateful about fast food.
What?
I just calm down. I haven't got to it yet.
I have a story about the elephant in the room, which isn't actually an elephant.
Ooh.
Okay.
Explain that then.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Romania.
Ah, Romania! Yeah!
Is that your go-to when you don't
I
know?
I don't know, Aaron! What is Romania? Romania.
I'm guessing it's more like that.
Like that. Okay, Romania.
Okay, there was a 74.
You just switched back.
I'm
sorry.
Kevin Costner in it. Aren't my guy.
Yeah. Okay. There's a 74-year-old man in Romania. He called the police out. He had a strange smell of gas going on in his house.
Ew.
So he called the authorities and said, can you come check out this smell? So they walked
for sure.
In.
Use your phone when there's a weird gas smell.
Yeah, so that's they got there. They're checking it out, and they go, well, sir, we don't see anything really too abnormal, except for you've got like a big, giant, rotting cow in your living room.
What?
Mm. Could that be the...
He has a rotting cow?
He had a dead cow in his living room. And said, I think that might be the source of...
It was decomposing?
Yeah, that might be the source of your gas smell. The man said, no. No, no.
I think I know what rotting cow smells like.
Yeah, that can't be it. He said apparently he had been cutting off a piece of that cow every night for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, keep looking. They're like, nope. It's,
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that big dead cow.
Ew. Yeah.
So they said, we think the smell's coming from the cow. He said, I don't think it is. I guess it's just a moot point at this point. Because I couldn't agree.
You let us. You and like I was ready to start my story, and now I don't even think I'm going to do my story.
I didn't want to say that, if that helps at all. It kind of... killed me inside.
The only thing that's going to save us is if I have a story from Florida! Yeah! Let's go! Apparently, a dude, it was his birthday, and his loving wife bought him fast food from not one, but two different places.
Two trips?
We're talking jackpot. He got Taco Bell and McDonald's for his birthday. But for some reason, he was still upset.
What?
So they got into a fight. Maybe he wanted something fancier. We don't know. They're getting in a fight.
No.
He eventually threw the bag at her.
Oh, no.
Which made her upset enough to strip down a soft taco to just its delicious soft tortilla, and she beat him to within an inch of his life
not the Taco Bell.
Soft tortilla.
What a waste.
Police responded, and
what
I don't have a... Anybody got a tortilla joke or anything they want to...
No. Yeah. You know, normally you get someone flowers for their birthday, not a flour tortilla.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, you can't be this naive, right? You are this naive.
What?
About food and
I guess, yeah. I guess,
you,
yeah.
I mean, your kid's only in preschool, so this doesn't really matter.
Right,
but we're talking
yet.
About school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a huge percentage of kids who don't finish their school lunch. I like, my kids were both for the longest time, packed lunch. Morning I woke up and packed a lunch.
What would you
even
pack?
When I was married.
And did they have the, like a sack, or did they have like a one of the cooler lunch boxes that you could put like a cold thing in?
That.
Okay.
Like I had the thing, like there's like Tupperware that clicks into the cold thing.
Oh,
does that make
nice.
Sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, and you make it, there's one that's like kind of long that you put like grapes or carrots or something in. And you're like.
So they open it. It looks like they're disassembling a bomb or something.
No,
so
it's like, just
pull
like
the carrots out.
It's no, it's like four different, you can put. You can have a long Tupperware, a short Tupperware, long and a short, and a really small one for like salad dressing or something little in it. Or you just put like one egg in there or something. Or like...
What? An egg?
What goes in a packed lunch? Like that's... What do you... This is why your kids would have... Okay.
I don't know what goes in a
packed
lunch.
Your wife is alive.
Yes.
And the only reason your children are alive. If I'm being honest, I think if you were in charge
them.
Of your children, they would be dead already.
No.
Just from a nutritional standpoint, yes, they would.
No.
Because you only eat fast food, and they're young, and they need broccoli, and they need protein. Like,
So you were packing broccoli in your kids' school?
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
And they were eating it right up, I'm sure, as soon as they got to school. They ate every last bite. Every single day.
I'll tell you, I did make...
He's got me and I don't know what to do with it.
At a certain age, yes, but like a couple weeks ago, I made my nephew's lunch.
Okay.
And he came home that day and goes, Aaron, that lunch was beautiful. I loved it. It was so good. And guess what? It had broccoli in it.
Yeah! Okay. No, I would put
He
grapes.
Said that because he didn't eat the broccoli.
He ate it because he's still young and he still thinks...
Yeah, he does love broccoli.
Okay.
But like, again, when you get to like older kids, they'll probably.
There was a certain age where they were too stupid to realize they should just throw it away. Like they wouldn't.
They just kept it in the container?
Yes, they would throw it back in there.
Quit
and then
giving
they come
this to
home
me.
And it's like, I give it. They're like, can you put goldfish in there too? It's like, well, I'm putting broccoli and grapes in there. Or I'm putting carrots and, you know, some other fruit in there, raspberries or blueberries or whatever. I'm like, if you eat all the good stuff, then you can have the goldfish. Cool. And then they come home and there's just a crumpled up wrapper of goldfish in there and all the broccoli's left. Mm. And you're like, do me the courtesy of throwing it away at school.
Yeah, at least lie to me if you're going to lie to me.
But I think they're afraid of the teachers. They're afraid to walk up in front of the teachers and go like, dumping the broccoli.
I see. Because do you think the teacher would stop them or go?
I don't know if they would stop them, but I don't think... But I'm going to tell you.
Just a witness of
their crime. Yeah, it's just
crime,
like eventually they're like, they're going to see each other at student teacher conferences and they're going to go, you know, your kid dumps and do like the broccoli every time.
Yeah.
But so like in your world, it's not this year because your son is still just preschool.
Yes.
So he probably goes in with a fruit roll up. If you're in charge, it's probably a cold Culver's sandwich.
Yeah.
Half a one.
Yeah, whatever's left over.
And half a maple bar from like Quick Trip.
Oh my God. That is what it is. You guys hit Quick Trip. You eat the first three bites and then shove it into his hand and go, hold on to it till snack time, Leo. Yeah.
He eats it all. No issues.
You cannot be in charge of human life.
But that's why I agree with that, and that's why they will
be... You agree with you shouldn't be in charge of human life.
Of feeding human life.
Including your own.
Right. I shouldn't be.
Got
Except
it.
For special treats.
Which is there. Every day.
Yeah. Okay. But I...
When your wife takes a vacation, what do you do?
What do you mean?
I know what you do. The people listening to us don't know what you do.
Oh, when she okay, yeah,
when
yeah.
When she takes
I'm by
the
myself,
kids and you're by yourself, what
I do,
do
the fast food tour.
Which means what?
I go to all the places that I like to go
for
to
which
that,
meal?
That she doesn't for all of them.
Okay. That's I just want that on the table, Your Honor. I rest my I don't have to for all of them. For literally
I do my tour and
everything
stop
you put in your head is prepared by somebody else.
Yes.
There's
yes.
Do you understand that my line of questioning is not something you should be proud of? You should be like, you should be going, yes. You should be going like, yeah.
Well, it's only when she goes.
You should be super quiet.
It's only when she goes on vacation, though. It's like it's a special treat for me. That's how I get over the loss of missing my wife while she's gone.
Is empty processed food calories. Yeah.
But,
so that you're just a walrus when she gets home.
I should not be responsible for their food. Admittedly, that's why they'll be school lunch kids. They'll eat the school lunch.
Okay, so you're saying out
loud. Just like I did growing up.
You're saying out loud, which is why you have the warped sense of what food is.
Why?
No.
School lunch is not good, you guys. It's not. You went to Mullen and even it's bad.
No, it was good. It was actually, it was actually too good. That they had to back down a little bit.
They had to like insert some processed food.
Because we had Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
See,
shut!
And
you legit, like not knockoffs, real Chick-fil-A.
No, like real.
Yeah, my wife.
We had like a Red Bull cooler.
At high school?
Yeah.
Dump your broccoli in the Red Bull cooler, kids, and grab it one on your way out.
And this was free? This was part of your school lunch program?
I don't remember.
Oh my.
Yeah, my wife was just talking about this. She went to a public school, like a bigger school. I went to a small private school. So we just, it was whatever they were serving. If they were serving the, why can't I think of a school lunch? Like if they were serving
Sloppy Joe's,
that's what they had. That is it. It was either Sloppy Joe or you brought a lunch or you didn't eat. Those were your options. But she had the big cafeteria where they had the Sloppy Joe's and also like a bunch of burgers if you just wanted a burger.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
a chicken sandwich a la carte, obviously.
All that on the same day?
Yeah. The a la carte stuff was just there in case you didn't like the Sloppy Joe. You could always just get.
I think
they always
chicken
had a salad
stuff.
Bar. They always had mozzarella sticks.
Never had a mozzarella stick. 12 years.
No, because
12 years of school. I never had one.
No, because you didn't need it.
Okay.
Rude.
No one had them.
Okay. But you were in a private school. What I'm saying is now in public schools, there's the ratchet Sloppy Joe, and then there's a couple a la carte things every day. And it's like peanut butter, I think.
Okay.
There's like a PBJ.
What?
But why not even Crustable.
Why would you pay for a PB&J?
Because some kids just don't want the... Like, okay. You given a choice between Lunch Lady's Sloppy Joe, Sloppy...
I pick that.
No. And a PBJ? No. Name the school lunch that was your favorite.
Crispitos.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, hold on. I need
to
look it up.
Like Crispito.
They were tortillas with meat in them. It just had meat in them with the tortilla wrapped up kind of like an enchilada with the cheese sauce on top.
Oh my God, you.
And I would get, you would get double lunch that day. Did you guys do double lunch?
You'd
have to, we had to do a count at the beginning of the school because our school was so small. We had less than 100 kids in the whole school.
I've never seen these before.
So
you turn your privacy screen around so I can see it?
You've never seen a Crispito?
No.
Never in my life.
No.
It's like a flauta, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. But we would do a count like in the morning when we did the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff. They'd also do the lunch count because there were so few kids. They had to literally know. Do we need 65 lunches or do we need 63 lunches? And
oh,
you need
wow.
So you'd hold both hands up.
Yeah, you'd be like, I need two. Yes. For a lot of pizza day was
you're
a double
disgusting.
Day.
You're disgusting.
Why?
That's your favorite thing.
Yes. And I've been on kind of a mission. It's been on the back burner, but a mission to find the Crispitos. Because they don't sell them any like a restaurant. It's like you got to go through a public school system.
You
to get
might
them.
Be able to like buy them in bulk somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. If anyone...
If you're a lunch lady, will you call us and sing the song and get him some Crispitos?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You can't. Okay. Sorry. We're mid conversation and the stupid song ended.
Gosh, how dare it?
There's a TikTok debate going around.
So dumb.
We're going to need help at 51059. I don't think it's that dumb the more I think about it.
What?
I'm with you. I'm leaning.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle, but I'm leaning.
Okay.
You wouldn't get these to begin with. Get out of here.
I used to, actually. This
feels, no way.
Yeah, I know exactly the specification.
You don't know.
I know exactly what you do.
You don't know.
I know. Can I have it without vegetables?
Oh, you just leave the vegetables. You just don't eat them.
So we need to hear you text in the word rude to 51059 or not rude. Cool. Is it, if you're at somebody's birthday party, let's say we all roll into El Jardín, okay, in Commerce City.
Love that. Yeah.
Right up there off of Highway 2, the famous home of the
Slackerita.
Slackerita.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best margaritas you'll have in the state of Colorado.
One of the best margaritas. Had a few of them.
It doesn't have fentanyl in it, but it sure seems like it.
That's not selling it.
It is. There's a good group of Commerce City dwellers that are like, are they open now? Yes, they're open right now. Okay, so we're all at a birthday party in the back room of El Jardín.
Whose birthday is it?
Does that matter? I guess, yeah, sure, one of us.
It would have to be your birthday. No, well, yeah, your birthday.
It's got to be a girl's birthday.
Why?
Okay.
And it's got to be one of those girls, and we all know who they are. It's very fortunately, Aaron, this is not you. But it's one of those girls who... you get the text message from, their birthday is the 17th of whatever month it is. And you get a text from them on the 2nd that says, it's my birthday month. And you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to dedicate 1/365th of the year, not 1/12th of the year.
Correct.
To celebrating your birthday.
But we all have that person in our lives, do we not? Or had.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, and it's like, I don't even like the ones where it's my birthday week. Like, if you say month, like, just go away. So they're like, we're having a party at El Jardín, Slackeritas, for Ariel. I'm going to get a cake made. And let's meet there on Tuesday. So then everybody goes, okay, and we're there. And then you decide, or someone decides,
okay,
like, she's standing up and making a speech as the food is coming out. Oh, who had the number 2 special? Here's the enchiladas. Blah, blah. And then she's trying to be like, I just want to say to all of you that it's so great you can find time. Is there fentanyl in this? That you can find time. And then the servers come walking by with the festival of sparklers that is fajitas. And she's trying to finish her speech, but she can't because there's happening in the background.
Watch out, hot plate.
Hot plate. And it's just like the whole table sounds like the second One Direction comes out on stage for their reunion tour. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And she's like, why would you order fajitas at my birthday?
I would throat punch her at that moment.
She's already.
I don't care.
She's already.
I'm at a dinner for your birthday month. I'm going to order the damn fajitas if I want them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I
no,
am.
No, you're not.
I will,
first off,
did
you bring a date?
No.
If you didn't bring a date and you order fajitas, there's not a restaurant in North America that fajitas is for one. They always make it for two. It's like it's a shareable, huge, sizzling platter. You're an a-hole.
Well, great. I'll save them for later. I will order four orders of them, and I will save 3.5 so now, for later. No.
So now she's giving the toast for dessert, and in the middle, she's like, thank you all for coming. Yeah, can I get a box?
Yes!
Yes! Not a problem.
Do you need a box? 2 boxes? Three?
Why is she giving multiple seats? She should not be giving speeches at her own birthday party anyways.
Okay, so somebody else was giving the speech.
There should be no speech on the dinner that is two weeks before your birthday.
That's what I'm saying, but it's still happening. So We need you to test in.
It does cause a scene when they bring the fajitas out. It's
is because TikTok is debating this. Is fajita ordering
should it be left to a non-special occasion?
I can't tell if I'm selling this or not. Am I selling it?
No.
Rude. If you think it's rude, how rude? If it's rude to order fajitas, text rude to 51059. And if it's not rude, then text not rude.
Yeah.
But if you're on mine and TX side, he and I will pool together our money and send one of you people a gift card for fentanyl.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have never been more certain that T-Hack's head is going to explode than when I read today's stupid story.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's about a person being ungrateful about fast food.
What?
I just calm down. I haven't got to it yet.
I have a story about the elephant in the room, which isn't actually an elephant.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
Explain that then.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Romania.
Ah, Romania! Yeah!
Is that your go-to when you don't know?
I don't know, Aaron! What is Romania? Romania.
I'm guessing it's more like that.
Like that. Okay, Romania.
Okay, there was a 74.
You just switched back.
I'm
sorry.
Kevin Costner in it. Aren't my guy.
Yeah. There's a 74-year-old man in Romania. He called the police out. He had a strange smell of gas going on in his house.
Ew.
So he called the authorities and said, can you come check out this smell? So they walked
for sure.
In.
Use your phone when there's a weird gas smell.
Yeah, so that's they got there. They're checking it out and they go, well, sir, we don't see anything really too abnormal, except for you've got like a big, giant, rotting cow in your living room.
What?
Mm. Could that be the...
He has a rotting cow?
He had a dead cow in his living room. And said, I think that might be the source of...
And it was decomposing?
Yeah, that might be the source of your gas smell. The man said, no. No.
I think I know what rotting cow smells like.
And that can't be it. He said apparently he had been cutting off a piece of that cow every night for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, keep looking. They're like, nope. It's
give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that big dead cow.
Ew. Yeah.
So they said, we think the smell's coming from the cow. He said, I don't think it is. I guess it's just a moot point at this point. Because I couldn't agree.
You let us. You and like I was ready to start my story, and now I don't even think I'm going to do my story.
I didn't want to say that, if that helps at all. It kind of killed me inside.
The only thing that's going to save us is if I have a story from Florida! Let's go! Apparently, a dude, it was his birthday, and his loving wife bought him fast food from not one, but two different places.
Two trips?
We're talking jackpot. He got Taco Bell and McDonald's for his birthday. But for some reason, he was still upset.
What?
So they got into a fight. Maybe he wanted something fancier. We don't know. They're getting in a fight.
No.
He eventually threw the bag at her.
Which
made her upset enough to strip down a soft taco to just its delicious soft tortilla, and she beat him to within an inch of his life
not the Taco Bell.
Soft tortilla.
What a waste.
Police responded, and
what
I don't have a... Anybody got a tortilla joke or anything they want to...
No. Yep. You know, normally you get someone flowers for their birthday, not a flour tortilla.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.